How does Frankenstein start his podcast?
Welcome to
No
Making Monsters.
No, what you're just doing for the last 90 seconds.
No, that's how Frankenstein starts.
Are you old? You
mean that's what I just said. How does Frankenstein start his podcast?
You mean how does Frankenstein's monster start his podcast?
Technicality.
Yeah.
Also sounds we've like been, my phone buzzing in the morning.
We've been enduring that for the last...
This is the worst show I've ever done.
90 seconds. Ty just grunting. We all do mic checks.
It's more sexual than Frankenstein.
We check the volume.
Wasn't it?
Usually we say check one, two.
What does Frankenstein's monster do when he's scared?
He bolts.
Nice.
Did you just make that up?
Sure did.
Okay, good
it's
thing.
All right, right?
Good thing. Nope.
It's okay that he made it up. I mean,
that's like.
It's okay that you made it up, but I thought you were gonna that came from a source.
Well, it sounds like it came from one of those.
He bolts.
It sounds like a popsicle stick.
I forgot what the bolts were in his neck for. Was it to put up
the electricity?
Cables?
Okay. Yeah, it's like for the jump. Yeah. Jumper cables.
Doesn't seem like it should be in his heart, not in his neck.
It definitely does seem that way.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mistake. There's a flaw in Mary Shelley's book.
Well, what's interesting about that is...
You have nothing.
What's interesting is that everybody calls him Frankenstein when you're right. He's Frankenstein's monster.
Also,
but he's the only monster that became the name of his creator.
He's portrayed as... but actually, in the book, he becomes like a smart guy. He reads books and becomes...
Is this the fucking book club? What are we
really
doing?
Really well-spoken.
Oh, you want to go back to cake talk?
Our
favorite cake talk?
He runs away to either Antarctica or the North Pole to get away from humans because he doesn't want to cause any problems. Mm-hmm. And he lives by himself in a
cave. That's a much better story.
Yeah. But then the guy that is supposed to kill him hunts him down. And then he has this... He delivers this big monologue.
That's a much better story. That bums me out.
I know. No one's made the real Frankenstein.
Someone's got to make the real Frankenstein, the real Dracula, the real Wolfman.
Kenneth Branagh tried to with De Niro. Yeah. And I remember I was pumped up about that.
The real Wolfman's just a hairy guy that loves to have sex doggy style. That's it. And he likes meat.
That's not going to fit on a popsicle stick.
Hey, Corona. What percentage of people in AA do you think are just there to make friends?
Very small percent.
You think there are some, though?
It requires...
storytelling.
You're not going to go sit through those meetings if you're just there to make friends. But of course, there's got to be people there that are just doing it to have a bond.
I've met some people who are in AA and they're all wrapped up in it or NA. And I just know they're not addicts. They don't have the addict behavior.
They might be, though, because it's more mental than anything else. Mm-hmm. It's essentially going to...
And they drink a lot.
A therapy with me. Session. Yeah, they're probably...
And they are just me in front of them.
I don't know. It's a room full of fucked up people. What do you expect?
Yeah. How many of them are people that feel like they haven't activated the problem, but will?
Not as far as I can tell.
Why can't I track that question? What was that question?
There's got to be people that are
I think I might be an alcoholic. That's right.
Oh, it's preemptive.
Yeah.
I'm going in to get my...
My dad was an alcoholic.
I'm going
his
for a liver transplant because I just know this baby's going to be shot someday.
That's something Corona would look into.
I already am.
Yeah?
Right now. Hand me my phone. Mm-hmm. Liver transplants. I got to do that. I got to do that on the dark web.
It's true.
I'm in a weird spot, guys.
Transplant. Hey, by the way, this is the most I've
Mike
listened.
Doesn't care.
No, he does not at all.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said I'm in a weird spot. By the way, Mike says.
Emotionally?
Yeah. It's all right, though. Go ahead. What were you saying? You just got excited.
More important than
that. I don't know
if
it's that weird. I parked right in front of you.
Go ahead.
I bought you a present.
Oh, my God. This is the worst show we've
done. I bought you a present, and I tried to find one for your son, but I couldn't find any tiny.
Who are you talking to right now?
I bought you a present. Shark socks.
Oh, you're talking to me. And they're the kind of socks that look like they're eating me.
Yeah.
Like my calves. I love that. Thank you, Mike.
I guess you could put it on your dick.
I wish.
Like you're getting a shark blowjob.
I wish I had a gift for you. Oh, wait, I do.
Ooh.
Kind of. And I think it's probably nothing. You're going to have to get your flashlight out.
Okay.
But there's an elderly woman. She lives across the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
Very friendly lady.
I'm old.
She's looking for love.
She's an inspiration.
All the wrong place.
Inspiration. I see her out there walking all the time. This woman must be pushing 95.
That's too old for me.
She's old. She drives. She still drives.
Okay. I'm listening.
My mom saw her driving.
Metal.
My mom saw her driving once, and she just says, my mom can be a little negative sometimes. Mm-hmm. My mom says under her breath to me, way too old to be driving.
Yeah.
But this woman is an inspiration, and she's very sweet. And I took in her trash cans one day, and ever since then, she and her daughter have been big fans of Anderson.
Okay, here's the question.
And Anderson's never done it again. They stare longingly at the trash cans, and he just
Every
waves.
Time I see it now, I'm like, am I supposed to do this? Is this not my job?
Here is what I need to hear.
Hmm.
She's not white.
No, she's white.
Yeah, I don't need some old white.
I do have black neighbors that I bonded with.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Yeah. We talk shit about the other neighbors together.
That's always the best way to bond with neighbors.
Fucking whiteys over there. And they're like, looking at you like, huh?
So this old elderly woman that lives across the street from me.
Yeah.
Oh, saw a rotund yesterday. A rotund sighting for the first time in weeks. Months.
For new listeners, that's disgusting. That's a rotund. Round, mentally disabled girl.
Oh, I thought she said I saw her tongue. Meaning the old lady.
No, I went. I moved on. I'm sorry.
Excited.
No, I saw.
Oh my god, her areolas!
Probably droopy.
You're gonna fix that in post because that was red.
Probably droopy.
Sorry about that.
As shit.
Well, no, not much by the way. So, anyways, back to your gift. Elderly woman. I saw across the street, and I have a problem. I think you might have the same problem, Mikey. Tyler, you probably don't.
All people on the planet bother me.
Yesterday was trash day, so I was scoping out her trash cans to see if they're empty or not, and you know, I like to take them in if they are.
That's nice. I like that. I'm in.
And she had some stuff out there. They weren't there yet, and she had some stuff out there, you know, like if anyone wants it type thing. That's what we do in our neighborhood. We put stuff out, you know, if people. Yeah. Oh, by the way, a couple trash cans I finally gave up on, right? Like the kind that you put your hand over them and they open up. You put like 4D batteries in them. They're pretty great. You never have to touch trash. You just and one of them just no matter how many good batteries I put in, it would just fail.
That's right. Because so that same exact trash can you have in your kitchen is the one my dad has in his kitchen.
And they last for around 4 years.
Oh, really? Because his lasted about 7 months, and all of a sudden it's like, we just open it by hand, and then we give up.
Not the point. I put it out for scrap, because I know that scrappers come, and they like the metal. So I put it out.
The trash can.
Instead of just throwing it away. I put it on the side of the road for the scrappers, right? And you know what they did? They stripped it down. They smashed off all the plastic that I guess they can't get anything and just left it in the street in front of my house. So fuck the scrappers, they don't get any stuff anymore. You know how rude that is? Obviously, I put this out for you.
How much metal is in there?
Yeah, it's like an aluminum. Would you stop
like
fucking
a bin?
With...
Like an aluminum bin?
You guys are peaking just by talking. Every time those red lights blink.
Yeah, they shouldn't be red blinking.
They're blinking the entire time
you're
talking.
That's for damn sure.
It's really quiet now. No son.
Well, turn up the headphones. Jeez.
Okay, so what?
I feel like ever since you took me.
So what is...
no one can hear me now.
What's your gift?
You're not talking into the mic.
What did the old lady leave outside?
So the elderly woman, she had this this very intriguing looking case. It's like an attaché.
Oh my God, that's so funny because I saw you with that downstairs and I thought it was very intriguing and I didn't bring it up.
Right? It was next to her trash.
Private thing.
And I spotted it when I was driving in my driveway. I'm like, what is that? I must go inspect.
It's pretty great.
You can come in. We're a fuck-off show. It doesn't matter if you're in here.
We're an award-winning podcast that generates tens of thousands of dollars a month, but we are a fuck-off podcast.
We're a fuck-off podcast.
Oh, it's Mary Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. So, hi, Mary Lynn. It's dark in here, yes. Very observant, that Mary Lynn. So,
she was on 24.
Yeah, it was Chloe from 24.
That's exceptional. Great. So,
wow. How dare you?
See this attaché. It's like an attaché, right? Like this,
very funny.
Something you'd see in the 70s.
Something you'd see in 24.
Yeah.
And I wandered over, and what's it say on it? Can you see?
Sail no, I'm sorry,
away,
I can't.
Away,
I know this is an elderly woman, so I'm thinking, okay, this could
it
be
says,
like some really
ready?
Old cool
Here's
shit.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Professional photo studio lights.
Yes. So I'm like, I wonder what's in the box.
You haven't opened it?
Nope.
Oh my God.
So I immediately.
When did you get this?
Speaking of which, you know, the security here don't really care if a guy they've never seen before just wanders in with a microphone in one hand.
Yeah, he stopped you.
No.
Oh yeah, bomb.
I did not
get a bomb in a case.
This looks suspicious.
It looks very suspicious.
Like if we leave this,
turning on those lights for 1 second.
If we leave this,
yeah, thank you. We want to open. We need to open something.
If I leave this out front, like if I leave this on the street, like bomb squad comes down, right?
No, you can. You don't have to stand there.
We're going
to
open this thing that we've never opened before.
I know I implied that for 1 second.
My neighbor's house. In front of her house. Should I have called the bomb squad?
Trash. His neighbors leave trash outside and he collects it.
All right, so.
You can leave them. No, you can leave them on.
No, we need it on.
Well, I'll turn them off in a little
bit.
We
might have to defuse something.
Wait, should I film this? I should film this. This is momentous.
It could be nothing, though.
This
or it could be exactly what it says.
Or this could be way better than Al Capone's vault.
What if there's something alive in there?
Be a weird description for something alive in there.
Look what she's doing.
If nothing's exciting in there, you can.
Thank you.
She just dropped off a Christmas wreath for us. That was very nice of her. I passed a place today. They still had a bunch of Christmas shit in the window.
What about the Christmas store in Buellton?
It's May.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. It's a full-time Christmas.
Yeah. Do they have Christmas split pea soup?
I don't know.
Yeah, they put a little some cranberry.
If you have a bloody nose and it drips in the green split pea soup, it looks like Christmas. Joke,
sir,
all right, should we open it?
Let's crack this baby open.
This could be the end of the show forever. This woman is like in her.
What if it's a nail
bomb? In her mid nineties. What happened to your microphone?
What did you do, Mike?
Mike, you're off now. Oh, Christ.
Jesus. Nice.
Now you're very loud. All right, who's opening it? I'm back here. I'm shielded.
Okay.
Do it, Mike.
What if it's just lights, though?
Well, it's intriguing because it says professional photo lights.
Apparently not that
clearly
because Mary Lynn just took off. Not interested.
We should have had her do it. Well, we didn't really invite her to stay in here.
She was
okay, here we go. You ready? You got this?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. This is fantastic.
Is it?
I think so. This is rad.
It's like
it's rad.
Oh, it smells like the '70s. Oh, dildo.
That's not a dildo. So what are we looking at here?
Photo lights.
Are you familiar?
I don't know what it is. It looks like just light bulbs that plug in.
I think it's professional photo lights.
But are you gonna...
Oh, this will be our new lighting system for the podcast.
I don't even know how to get it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but there's a sweet switch that looks like it's on a plane.
Okay, we gotta plug these fuckers in, right?
This is great.
This is where we're gonna light with.
It looks like more like drag strip lights. Be careful you don't break the bulbs.
Red wire. Mike couldn't figure out how to get it out.
I saw something today, Anderson, that would have caused you more irritation than it caused me. And I turned into Mike Carano cop. Like wannabe cop. I'm driving down the 4/5.
4/5.
And there's one of those electronic, one of those digital billboards, and it's for a car dealership. And it says, are people's deals freezing you out? But it was the picture of Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Oh.
And I was like, you can't do that. You can't use that.
This looks like it goes on top of a camera.
On top of a tripod, probably.
Probably right.
Oh, so it's like sandwiched in between the tripod.
Look at that.
I
wonder how old that is. I bet it's 60s.
What if we plug that in? That actually might explode when you plug it in.
That might do something funky.
Should I try it?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about of the cold Medina variety.
You can take that back if you want.
This might be really boring.
No, it's not boring at all.
Dude, you got to listen to this week's
Podcast Hall of Fame episode
plug
right
in
here.
Lights, bro.
Hey, come look what Frankie did.
Hey, he plugged in lights. Be bold, Anderson. Be bold.
Hey, Calhoun. Oh, God.
Be careful.
Oh, God.
Be careful and be bold.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh,
my God. Holy shitballs. Oh, Jesus Christ. That is shockingly bright.
Wait, let's turn off the lights with it.
Professional photo lights. Oh, my God. Dang.
Oh, God, they're smoking.
Oh, God. They're burning out. Two of them burned out. Yeah. The two in the middle just fried. I'm surprised that didn't screw the club up because normally if we plug one extra thing in, everything just shuts down. Because we're, you know, because the last remodel we did was back in the arcade, you know, years and years ago, like three.
Back when those photo lights were
still new. That was exciting.
That was exciting. That was bright. Holy smokes.
So those are yours, Mike.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love them.
Sorry, half of them are broken.
If there's one thing Mike needs, it's more stuff.
No, I love those. And I love that case. And I love that piece of tape on there that says professional photographic lights.
That case is great. You know what I saw? I was in an antique store a couple months ago. And I saw something very cool that I couldn't justify buying for any reason.
Ice cube trays?
You just stole the story right out from under me. I saw ice cube trays.
What'd you see, Ty?
A fucking detonation plunger.
Oh, no way!
Those things aren't real, are they?
No, okay, so it's not the like Yosemite Sam one.
No.
But it's a metal box that looks like that that has the little green light that looks like it turns on the Space Mountain ride. You know what I mean? It looks like something you would press.
Oh, no, where was that?
And then it just said, like, ignition, and there's just one little switch.
Where was that?
Pasadena.
How much?
I think it was $90.
Can you tell me where it's at? Because I want to go check it out just for some inspiration.
It's really cool. It's got the bells on it that you like wrap the wires around and like would ring, you know, when you're about to.
Oh.
It's very cool.
You guys.
It would be great to hook it up to some sort of system where when you're playing music, that's like your on and off switch or like your next or, you know, whatever.
I got really scared when those lights started smoking. I just want to let you know. I don't know if it picked up on the mic, but the two of those lights just started smoking, like heavily, like a lot of smoke, billowing.
It seems like that circumstance that just went down with you plugging in those lights and turning on and us being shocked at how bright it was could have easily been one of those movie scenes where the lights, like in that baseball movie when the lights are exploding.
Yeah, The Natural. It was kind of like old-timey flash, you know, when the bulb exploded.
Yeah.
Meets 70s lights.
I wonder if it's just
operated by
bulbs are just so old they couldn't take the heat, no pun intended, the electricity. Or I wonder if I go buy four new bulbs if that baby will stay
lit. I'm going to guess new bulbs would help.
And I wonder how many neutral density filters I need to put on the front of my camera to be able to handle that much fucking light.
That's what I was wondering. How many
ND
neutral
filters.
Density.
Very important, yeah. Tita.
You guys, you know how all the three of us listen to podcasts and we also might listen to books on tape? I'm listening to a book on tape, and I don't even want to promote it.
We're done with the lights.
Yeah. We're also done with my issue that I'm having right now.
Oh, lay it on me.
No, promote.
Is that the only thing you took from your neighbor?
I might have also got some tennis rackets.
Curlers. Old wooden tennis rackets with a wooden case?
There's no wooden case, but they're all from Japan. They're all made in Japan, and they're not strung. They're all, like, brand new, unstrung
from the
70s. I don't know, but they're in my garage now. It's the last thing. I'm trying to clean stuff up and get rid of stuff, and I...
It feels like something you should make like a cool like little art thing out of.
It feels like we should hallway, just knock like, on our door and go, what else you got?
Three of those all next to each other with like a old, like find a Japanese tennis magazine from like the 70s on eBay.
Yeah, that's not too shabby. Recreate the ad three-dimensionally, giant.
Sure, something like that.
That's for somebody who like loves fucking tennis.
You obviously love tennis. You stole tennis rackets.
You know, it'd be
from
fun
the
to
sanitation
do
department.
Give it to a blind person.
Yeah, and tell them it's a guitar.
And have them swing and tell them they just keep missing, even if they're hitting it perfect.
Yeah,
because there's no strings in there.
Why
that'd
is
be
that
a
funny
practical
awful
joke.
Thing to
be
do
a funny practical joke for a blind person.
It's an awful thing to do to a blind person.
Be funny to do to a blind person.
You could play the sound off your phone, and they would think they're playing tennis.
Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's Ty.
And you could tell them they're champions.
There's Mike Carano to my right. There's Ty to my left. Coming to you live on tape from World Famous Improv. All right. Did you say like what was going to upset me, or did you already say that?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So you're on like halfway through three different things.
You said that the billboard with Jack.
Oh, yeah. Very upset by that. Yeah. Okay. And what else? You were saying something.
What do you guys do without me?
I'm sort of obsessed with this book on tape I'm listening to, which isn't on tape
called
at all.
Boobs,
it's digital.
Boobs.
And it's a new book.
Called Titties.
About the Silk Road.
Ooh.
Wait. And it's about 7 or 8 hours long, and I'm probably 5.5 hours into it in 2 days.
The
new one. Mm. But the first 3 hours, I swear to God, all I thought, my heart was racing, not because, oh my God, what's going to happen? It was like, I could sell drugs on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, I was like inspired to start a drug selling website. I'm not even kidding. This is like the Rocky thing when you're a kid and you leave the theater and you want to be a boxer or work out at the very least.
Hey.
I was like, I could easily
Canelo.
Sell drugs on the internet. But it gets so dark and they start selling kidneys.
There's a couple really good documentaries about that. One's called Deep Web.
I didn't know that because I knew nothing about it.
Directed by Alex Winter, the guy that Ted from Bill and Ted's, or Bill.
Bill.
Which one was
okay,
Bill?
I need to see that then because
it's really
I did
good.
Not
it's called
know
Deep
that.
Web. I think it's on Amazon.
Yeah. I don't know
and
how
then,
it ends, by the way.
Don't touch Michael's hand, Tyler. Please don't do that.
Unless you can do it like this.
It's just weird. Guys are holding hands now, and it just seems weird. I'm not homophobic, but it just seems like something neither one of you would ever do.
As a guy, you just can't not do this. You just can't not do this.
Mike was jacking off Tyler.
No, I was jacking off his pinky.
I wasn't.
Mike was getting jacked.
Yeah.
And then there's one called, I think it's called I Am Legion or I Am Legend, and it's all about Anonymous and the dark web. And
Anonymous
4chan.
We are
aren't
you
really good?
But
it's really
isn't
good.
That stuff fascinating to you?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Isn't it fascinating that somebody can build something that cannot be traced, and then somebody
but they got
finds
traced.
A way?
They got traced, and then one guy's in jail now.
Should yeah, I but put, you know how? Do you know the whole story?
Yeah,
I don't know like the 5-hour version, but I saw a couple documentaries.
How the
let's play an excerpt right
the dumb
here.
Fuck FBI buffoons.
Mm.
Couldn't do shit squat diddly. It was an IRS agent. An IRS agent so far that's done the most. The FBI schlubs are just, you know, fucking everything up because they're so goddamn dumb.
All right. What are you doing, dude? You want them on your ass? You already got the IRS breathing.
No, I just said
ass.
The IRS is good.
Oh.
The IRS guy is the guy who
wrong.
Did the proper... Yeah. Do you really think that anything I say about the FBI is going to come back to haunt us?
The FBI has to have a filter, right? That just runs through every podcast that's posted.
Yeah, but they're probably so dumb they don't know how to turn it on.
Stop it.
And it just pulls every time someone says FBI. It's like, what'd someone say about us now?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Maybe.
You know, there's a, I think it's TBI for yeah. Tennessee.
The Tennis Bureau Investigation. They're coming for you.
Tennessee Bureau.
Tennis.
Hmm. Have you guys ever heard of the Ears Killer or the Golden State Killer?
Yes. No.
I just heard about him.
Did you?
Well, I just heard about him from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt's wife before she passed away, obviously, because she didn't.
Oh, she was chasing.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the guy. What? Yeah. And this guy is fascinating.
Wait, same guy, Golden State and Ears?
Yeah, she renamed him. She redubbed him to try and get more like.
She did a remix.
She rebranded him to try and get more like eyes on the case yeah. because they yeah. never she, ever she solved it.
The three-eyed killer.
It was this guy from the 70s and the 80s who raped and did like really horrific things that were all just like hate-filled. He'd mm-hmm. break into people's houses at night. He'd rape women. And he would just like take, he didn't even steal from them unless like he found something that was really meaningful to them. Like he would take that. Yeah.
Like photo lights.
Photo lights might be taken from us. And then
you can,
like they
you
had
can
a
have whatever you want. They just don't take my locket that Henry left me
exactly.
when he died.
Yeah. And then he would take that.
That right. painting my daughter made before she got cancer. Please don't take that.
They had a town hall meeting, dark, and some guy stood up at this town hall meeting and said, like in Sacramento, and he said, I tell you what, this guy's a coward. He always breaks into single women's homes. If he ever broke into my home and tried to rape my wife, I tell you what, I'd shoot him. That guy got hit by the Golden State Killer maybe a few months later, mm-hmm. and he raped his wife, and he didn't kill the guy, but you know the guy who claimed that he was going to kill him yeah. if he ever. So they think the Golden State Killer might have been at the town hall meeting, like
yeah, oh my
he
God,
would.
That's chilling.
He would take like on challenges, right? And yeah. it's so genius and it's so simple. But he would break into someone's house and like he would make the husband lay down on the ground, and he would put dishes on his back, and then he'd go in the other room where the wife was, and he'd say to the husband, "If I hear these dishes rattle or fall or break, I'll kill both of you." So the poor husband would have to just lay there on the ground with
until
the dishes
he made
on his back.
The critical mistake of breaking into a Cirque du Soleil's person's house. They could easily get up, keep all the dishes on their back.
It's so spooky.
Get their gun out of their floor safe.
And he would like put dishes on like his victim's back afterwards, and he'd be like, "If I hear these dishes break, I'll come back here and kill you." And, and then he would just go in the kitchen and like make himself a sandwich, hang out for a while.
I thought you said he didn't take anything of value.
The guy was brazen.
Some people value sand. Some countries, it's a delicacy.
I have no idea how I never heard of this guy before, and they never caught him.
And
then he started killing.
Sick.
Started
that's
killing
like
people.
One of the worst. That's one of the worst things I could imagine.
What's that?
Having somebody break into your house and rape your wife or girlfriend.
I know. That's what makes it so
heinous.
Heinous, but it's so intriguing because it's such a heinous, horrible, like gut-wrenching thing.
And those kind of crimes don't intrigue me, though. Like the other ones, like a simple murder, simple drug deal gone wrong, something like that, I think is fascinating.
Boring.
But the ones that involve the rape don't intrigue
me. If there
me.
Isn't someone with plates on them, I'm not interested.
It's so simple. Yeah. Just plates.
It is pretty simple.
And there's plates everywhere.
What if the guy sneezes?
Yeah. Just a sneeze. Keep raping. I'm not coming.
Hey, did you make that CD for Ty Ty?
God damn it, I forgot. That would have been the best to show up here with a CD. The Chris Whitley Living with a Law CD.
Speaking of heinous atrocities, I was out in your neck of the woods, Anderson.
Yeah?
Kind of your neck of the woods, too, Mike.
Yeah?
And I saw a restaurant called Farm Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it says underneath it? You know, where, like, let's say a place was called The Great Wall, and underneath it would say, you know, Szechuan Cuisine or something like that, right? It says, Farm Boy, sushi and frozen yogurt.
Oh, man.
That's weird.
Oh, man.
What is happening out in Sherman Oaks?
I don't know. That's a little odd.
Yeah.
Farm
Boy.
It's weird
boy.
That it's still
Farm
stuck
boy.
In your head. Speaking of the FBI, speaking of
Farm Boy.
Okay, Farm Boy.
Sushi.
It's probably
sushi
good.
Sushi in the farm.
It's probably very good. If you have to be pretty good if you're going to have your name be that far off brand.
Yeah.
Right?
Should we go?
I think we should go to Farm Boy.
Why not?
So I was talking to my mom on the phone last night.
Andy.
And the feds
she doesn't sound anything
in.
Like that.
That bitch is a little old to be driving.
Well, she sounds a little more like that. But I'm talking to my mom, and she cuts out, right?
Yeah.
Cell phones. GSK.
Maybe one of you guys will be able to answer this for me, but this is fucking weird. She cuts out. I don't hear
GSK. Is that the Golden State Killers? Like, wasn't GSK? Wasn't there like a GSK killer?
There was a Green Killer, Green River Killer. GRK.
Bond Torture Kill.
BTK.
BTK.
So
dark,
I'm talking to my mom.
Dark episode so far.
We're gonna get better. My mom, and she cuts out for like good two and a half seconds. Then she comes back.
You hear plates crashing.
There's still plates, Ty, but it's her voice, like in fast motion.
Ew.
Everything she just said got caught up somehow.
I do know what it is.
And then it spit back to
someone was stepping on the telephone line.
Yep.
And then they walked off
and
it.
It's like a hose.
And it all shot out really fast.
No, but that is kind of what happens because when the cell signals send information, the same with internet, they go in packets. They don't come in a steady stream and they jump ahead. And like you're listening to your mom a second later than she's actually speaking.
As we discovered the other day when we
tried to count together. But they send it in packets, and some of the packets are big, and some of the packets are small, and sometimes a packet gets held up for some reason. It could be electrical. It could be a number of reasons.
I've never heard that happen.
Very rarely will that happen, and it tries to catch up by speeding it up so that because the next packet is in a queue waiting to come through.
Someone brought up the point when we were trying when we couldn't figure out why our counting was When Mike and I were doing shows,
we were trying to do the over the phone podcast, and we couldn't sync.
So we kept saying, all right, count. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. And he was like, you're saying it a second later than I am. And I was like, no way. And then I did it. And I was like, you're saying it a second later than me. And we realized we're idiots because there's a delay, obviously.
Yeah.
But we were still frustrated. We were like, why can't they fix that? And someone chastised us on the internet and was like, yeah, why can't these cell signals that are going to towers then beaming up into space and then back down to the other guy's phone in like less than a second?
Fix it.
It's too much of a delay. It's a fair point.
I would like to hear that fast forward thing happen, though.
I'd never heard it ever, and I've been on a number of phone calls. It was weird.
In post,
what if it's just your mom fucking with you?
You should speed up what Anderson just
said.
Hello,
Anderson.
Be more like too old draft. Bit too old draft. She's too old draft.
She's too old draft. Satan
ball.
Satan's a wizard ball.
I don't know that woman. I vote for she's too old to drive as well at 90.
I just watched Game 7 of the Penguins winning somehow.
Spoiler alert.
It took a lot out of me. I don't know if it's because I'm
getting older. Wait, they won Game 7 of a finals?
Yeah, that's why we're doing the show. I told Tyler last week, and I'm sorry for all you non-sports fans out here.
I remember when you said that.
But I said to you guys, I purposely rescheduled a film vault. Knowing that there was a chance, a very slim chance, but there was a chance there'd be a Game 7 tonight because the Penguins were up 3-1 out of a 7-game series. They just had to win one game last week, and I knew there was a chance that they'd lose those two games and then have to play a Game 7. And I told Tyler that
you knew there was a chance they weren't going to be bold.
If it went to overtime, I'd still be at home just dying, and I'd be on the phone with you guys.
So the game was this evening.
The game was
did not go into overtime.
Did not go into overtime. I was afraid of that because they were winning 1-0 for the longest time, but they had no business winning this game.
Longest time.
I thought every part of my being believed they were going to lose, as did everyone else, because they had gotten so badly outplayed the last couple. But they won, and it was like a nail biter, and like my heart was racing, and I couldn't sit down on the couch, and I couldn't eat. I haven't eaten really today, and when you offered me like that hummus when I got here, I still felt nauseous. Uh-huh. I'm too invested, and you know what sucks? This is what sucks. There's always something that sucks, but I'm so excited. They won Game 7. They're moving on. They're very good chance that they could make it to the Stanley Cup Finals again. But it's not nearly as sweet as it was last year because there's no money.
I know.
Yeah, you know what?
We each won $1,000 last year.
I thought that as well.
And it's going to take a little the mustard out.
I felt that last week when you said there's a chance I won't be able to do the show if the Penguins are in OT. And I was like, there's no money on this game.
No, but it's still like I put all of my sports love into one team. Like I don't watch football. I don't watch hoop. I don't watch.
I got to say that now I have bittersweet.
Yeah,
emotions about the Penguins. If they win, I'm going to be bummed out that we didn't have money on it again.
We had them at 30-1 last year.
What are they this year?
Yeah, they're probably like even money, maybe. No, not even money, but they're probably like 5-1, maybe.
Yeah, we still would have made some bread.
I should put money on them
Still would have made some hummus.
You absolutely should.
I feel like I have to now.
You should. I'm sure
I don't have money to put on them.
Hey, I can probably find a guy on the dark web that'll hook you up.
Put some Bitcoin on them.
Betting site. Yeah, so Bitcoin's gone, right?
Nope, it's worth more than gold now.
So I don't want to jump to conclusions,
Yeah.
but
it's true.
in podcasts where we talk about boxers before they fight, we're 1-0.
Oh, he won?
Canelo.
Canelo won?
Yeah, he won like two nights later.
Nice.
Yeah, beat the shit out of this other guy.
Is it bad that we had never heard of Canelo?
No.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying that in case somebody goes, yeah.
None of us are.
You should have heard of him.
Boxing fiends.
I got to tell you, though, I've seen that ad like 10 times since, and I like it a little bit more every time.
I got to tell you, it was on the TV downstairs.
Yeah? You saw it?
Yes.
I still have not seen the one.
I saw it from afar. There was a baseball game or something on television, and that ad was running. I'm like, oh, my God. But nobody around me would have known.
I still have not seen the one with the bathtub. The ice boners on TV. We just stumbled across that.
Might be too hot for TV.
It might be. Hey, let me get in there.
No, it is too hot for TV.
I saw Stallone in a movie just last night. I saw him in.
This is the ad we made for YouPorn, the gay channel.
I saw him in Guardians.
And he's like, me Bonder.
Hey, Tyler.
That's what he sounds like.
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 What's he sound like?
And always the answer from
no, no.
Oh,
see,
wow.
That's
does not say that.
You did Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah. Michael.
He does have a squeaky voice.
My mic working?
Be bolder.
Hey, working better than this mic.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Canelo.
Hey, what's up?
So I had a lunch. Dinner, well, lunch.
A regular Mel Blanc over here.
Over the weekend. Is this microphone, is this even picking up?
You're very loud.
Fine.
Really?
Yes.
You're deaf.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I had lunch with some friends over the week. I'm not going to say who they are, and I'm not sure how much I can say.
Okay, Johnny Depp.
And they're friends with, they're kind of like friends with somebody who works on the Kardashians. And
okay, so it's Rob Kardashian.
Nope, but I got some info.
You had dinner with Black China?
Show. And I know
China.
That I know reality shows aren't reality.
Oh, yeah. Scott Disick. Yeah.
Would you stop? Just
sad.
Showing that you know names from the show. Would you stop? So I'm not.
But
I'm not going to.
Big Black just died.
I know
Big
that's
Black
so depressing.
Die, which is real sad. Rest in peace, brother.
He was such a great guy. I really liked him.
He bought us pizza.
Because he tried.
I tried to get him way too early.
Yeah, Stanley was just sitting on his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I saw him when we went to the fundraiser and. Were you at the fundraiser? Yeah, we were at the fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Remember, afterwards, we were hanging out with him, and I tried to give him $40 cash to, like, just to give to the cause because we were there and we were enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I'll tell you what, you give me that money, he's never going to get it. I'm just going to spend it. So don't even bother giving me that cash. He was totally upfront with that. He's like, if you give me that $40.
Didn't I go with you to that too?
You might have been there as well, yeah.
In the skateboard park?
Yeah,
in the indoor skateboard
park? It was the world's
park?
Saddest auction because they did it wrong.
Yeah.
They did the big prize first.
So I heard a lot of inside scoop on like the Kardashians and how it's all, yeah. And it's infuriating, right? But okay. I can't, there's a whole lot of, I don't want to get anyone in trouble, so I'm not going to say.
Okay.
But I did hear, one thing that I can say is, if you're like a producer on that show.
Hey, Kim.
This is what your life is like. And it's probably like this with a lot of different reality shows, right? I didn't realize just how bad it was though until I heard this story. Like Kanye will be coming home from a European trip, and you know his flight will get in like a LAX at like 2-3 in the morning, and he'll decide like a few hours before that, hey, you know what? I would like to have cameras there for me getting in to the airport, so the entire crew has to assemble like lickety split. They're always on call for bullshit like that, and it's just on a whim that Kanye wants cameras on him. When he touches down and does the mundane walk from the jetway
and
through
like
the terminal.
And acts like he's annoyed by the cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of bullshit.
Mm.
But we've always known that about them. Like, why are the Kardashians walking through the general public part of the airport when they could easily fly private and get in their cars on the tarmac?
Well, they do fly private quite a bit.
Yeah, but they still walk through. They want to come out of those escalators where all the photographers are every single time.
Branding.
People who don't want to be seen at the airport aren't seen at the airport.
Well, it's just like all the TMZ spots, right? Like Catch is like a place where everyone wants to be seen,
Catch.
And that's where they all go. Catch is pretty sweet. I'm going to go there.
Partly owned by a certain boss of mine.
Are you talking about Crustacean?
No, Catch.
Where's Catch?
It's in Hollywood somewhere. It's like the new hot spot for the last like 3-4 months now, and like everyone who's anyone is there.
Is it right down the street?
Like Catch Me Outside girl shows up at Catch? Yeah, I think it's right down the street.
Yeah, guess who I went there with?
You went to Catch?
Yeah.
You
somebody dragged
catch.
Me there.
Judd.
Who'd you go there with?
Someone we all know.
Judd.
Who do we all know? This show is awful.
Dr. Drew dragged me there one night, and I was like, I don't really want to go there. And he's like, this is a great place.
Drew, for shame.
And they got us in because of him. Well, they got us right in because of him, but they couldn't get us a table, so we stood around for
standing room only
20 minutes, here's and then we left cone. And ate somewhere else.
Sounds awful. Were you wearing shorts?
No, I wasn't wearing shorts, but I'll tell you this much about it.
Mike, I
never
want to
go there again.
You've got to wear pants.
We got accosted by paparazzi immediately.
Was Drew smugly preening?
We got accosted by paparazzi. I stepped out of it, obviously, because I'm
Drew
not a
love
celebrity.
It?
I hate the paparazzi.
And they were throwing him the most ridiculous try to corner you questions. And then he answered them. And the whole time I'm like going, no, let's go. Mm. And then they set him up on TMZ to make it look like he said something totally different. And the next day I saw
Dr.
he had
Drew.
To post a rebuttal.
What
does
Frankenstein
what he said.
Do when he's scared?
Drew always puts his foot in his mouth.
It was unbelievable. But the...
do you remember...
Here's the thing about that place. Is if those people weren't there,
yeah, it's a great place.
Fucking incredible.
So it'll be great in a few years.
It's on the roof. The restaurant part is on the roof, and there's no roof.
It's on the roof.
I don't understand.
Like it's the walls are still there, and there's stuff going over, but there's nothing. Like
what the fuck?
It's as if we removed that part but left the walls up.
So it's on the ceiling.
So it's on the top floor.
It's got a giant skylight that's 80% of the ceiling.
So you mean it doesn't have a ceiling?
It has a giant skylight.
But there's...
It's not on the roof without a roof.
It's hard to explain. It's opened. It's not on the roof.
It's like a creepy house that you find out in the middle of the desert that doesn't have a roof anymore.
They absolutely left the support up.
Drones! Let's go get some drones and put them over!
But you can feel the sky.
I get so excited about that. Who cares?
You can feel
tops of
like
celebrities'
the wind
heads
coming
eating.
In, and it's a cool breeze on a hot summer night.
While you're standing there.
Yeah, and drinking a soda.
What did you
want to
reminisce about?
Get the fuck out of that place.
When we were going to make a spoof music video with Drew, with a and I wrote like 5 treatments.
Yeah.
And the one that he was adamant about doing, which I said, no, we're not going to do that. And that's why we didn't do any of them.
It was the most fuck-off treatment, the funniest one, really.
Right, I just kind of did it because it came to me and I thought it would be like a funny aside, but I never dreamed that it would be entertained. And Drew was adamant about that. Well, if we're going to do it, that's the one we're going to do. And I didn't want to do it because I knew that I'd spend a bunch of time and energy doing this. And then his management would see it and it would never see the light of day.
Absolutely not.
But the idea was it was going to open up with Drew swerving into the Loveline parking lot. And then it was going to be like all one shot. And we're going to like pan up to him. And he's going to open his door and like stumble out beer bottles and like a Jack Daniels bottle was going to like fall out of the car with him. And he was going to like stumble into the studio, do a bunch of blow, do all this. I had a bunch of shit
and
that
it was
he was going to do.
Because he was hammered, like that's why he was doing like the Trololo dance, right?
Yeah. And then everything leads up. Yeah. And then the song ends after he's doing all the, I had a bunch of shit. It was like a 2-3-page treatment. And then the song ends and the show Loveline begins and he just perks right up and he's like normal Dr. Drew as soon as like the mic's going. It would have been fun.
It would have been super funny, but we were both laughing. I'd be like, absolutely cannot do this one. And he was like, let's do that.
That's the only one I'll do. I'm not going to do any other. We'll talk about it at Catch.
Catch.
He's always like, I want to play the crazy doctor.
Let me play a drug addict. That's what he always says. All right, no more Drew. I haven't heard from Drew. I don't see Drew.
I haven't heard from him for months.
Because he didn't go to camp.
You know who I have heard from, though, and I'd like to wish a happy birthday. I didn't hear back from him in time, so I don't know if I was allowed to use his whole name. But a listener named Brad, listener of the Film Vault. Right?
Okay.
He gave money to the campaign, the Groupers campaign. Mm-hmm. For me to watch a film of his choosing, and then I will flick fest it this week on the Film Vault.
Which film was it?
And he had me watch Romeo is Bleeding, and I watched it from 1993. It's a Gary Oldman film. And then I spoke with him for 15 minutes on the phone today. I watched the film, then I call the person who gave the money, and then I flick fest it, right? So I'm talking to him for about 15 minutes on the phone today, maybe 20. Really good guy. We share a birthday. He and I have, we're both turning our ages today.
Today?
When this gets aired, tomorrow. So he's turning big 6-0, right? Mm-hmm. That's why I don't want to say his last name.
His driver's
license. He lives in Hawaii. He's a successful guy. He does really well. He actually moved down to Mexico at one point in his life and built a home down there. But they just couldn't take the sadness of the dogs and like the neglect to the animals and stuff. He actually
Understand the being rich and moving to Mexico thing.
He brought just because you can be free. He brought five rescue dogs from Mexico back to Hawaii with him. Anyways, really well.
And now there's a terrible disease roaming the islands of Hawaii.
Well put together.
And now they've all fucked and made 25 dogs that he can't take care of, so they're all running around on the island.
I'm talking to him. I'm thinking, like, how do you listen to the film vault? But I get it kind of because, you know, it's a service, and there's, like, a bunch of, like, movie recommendations.
It's a service?
It's a service. It is. The film vault. I approach the film vault like a service week in, week out.
Service,
I watch a ton of movies, and I talk about
the most pretentious thing.
No. It's pretentious to say it's just entertainment.
Just below, I've got a movie.
But you're misunderstanding it because I if I approach the show like Brian does,
technically
which is,
I'm a therapist with my podcast,
which is just like people listen to it because it's entertainment. We're funny to listen to. No, I think people listen to it because they want to get good movie recommendations. So it's like reading like you know an article about movies, but that's why I call it a service.
My podcast is like reading an article.
Is there a new category in iTunes you can slide that baby into, the being of service category?
Why Brad might listen to the film vault, right? So we're wrapping up the conversation, a real nice conversation. We talked about Romeo's bleeding, and he had some nice insights and whatnot. And right, this man turned 60 today, right? Mm-hmm. He seems like he's got it all going on. Yeah. He's lived a good life up to this point. Lives in Hawaii on his own choosing. He's from the Midwest. Right before we're about to get off the phone, he goes, "So yeah, you know, I love the film vault, but the after disaster is my main."
Yes.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. We're going to Hawaii.
So I was very pleased to hear
pet
that.
Those wild dogs.
Were
from
you like,
Mexico.
Why did we just waste the last 15 minutes talking about movies?
Romeo's bleeding. And I asked him, I said, well, what makes you,
this is a service,
what draws you to the after disaster? Because everyone seems to have different answers. And he said, I really like the early shows before Tyler started talking, and I just listen to those on repeat.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So he listens to six shows?
No, he says that he's you know living out in Hawaii. He did lose some of his better relationships, his good friends. Yep. Doesn't have that kind of camaraderie, and he just likes to listen to the three of us jackasses talk because he can really tell that we actually appreciate each other.
Our acting is getting
better.
He's
like, ever since I retired from being the Sacramento Kings killer or whatever that guy's name was.
Golden State killer?
Golden
State. Sacramento Kings killer. That would actually be Kobe Bryant. Ooh,
got
him. Basketball jokes.
Or their plane mechanic if their plane ever goes down.
Did he beat the Kings a lot?
Hoop vibes. Yeah. Him and Shaq.
One
of the greatest NBA fixings of all time is the Lakers and Kings playoff game.
If they fix
the Maloofs still own the Kings?
The referee admitted to it. And he like went to jail.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Yeah. Do those goofy brothers still own the Kings?
Yes. The one who likes Anderson and likes Stanley and wants him to come out to the
pond. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
He offered me to come out there with Stan
anytime
I wanted.
And we didn't do it.
No, I know. I'm such an idiot.
We're so dumb. We would have been on that top level that has no roof, but it has a roof.
What's the dumbest thing I've ever done on this show?
Promote the film vault?
Oh, you didn't let Joseph Gordon-Levitt come on the show.
That's right. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was
like, fuck him. And he was so nice and pleasant the entire episode of Love
Line. He was asking to come on the After Disaster, and I pretty much gave him the brush off.
You're like, no, you literally did the shoe away, fingers. How do I describe this?
My hand went in the air to wave him goodbye or wave him
then
in.
And wrist bent down.
Oh, my God.
And you flipped him away like you were pushing away a small.
It's funny that we take credit for having him on the show, too, because his voice is in the background a couple times.
I like him so much, too.
This show is definitely going to say the After Disaster featuring Marilyn Rice Cub.
We should go tell her that we're doing that.
Isn't she in Christopher Guest
movies? I bet she'd retweet it.
Yeah. We could. She would have been on the show if we would have asked her. I think
she was on the show.
That's why she hung out. When she came back with the wreath, I thought, she clearly wants to be part of it. None of us invited her.
Why did you invite her?
I don't know. I started panicking.
We didn't have another mic.
Because I wanted to know what was in the box.
Well, she could have found out what was in the box with us.
No,
also,
I mean
sure
under,
she's doing
under
a
her
set.
Pants.
I'm sure she's doing... Michael! Now she's going to hear this.
No, she won't. She won't.
Yeah, she's going to listen.
She probably
I'm sure she was
alert.
Doing a set tonight. She could just cancel my set. I'm doing the after disaster.
I don't want to say I love her, but I adore her. She's a sweetheart.
She's very funny. She's very nice.
Yeah.
Marilyn, come back anytime.
Thanks for being on the show, Marilyn.
Marilyn, if you're listening, just tweet, burn me a CD at Mike Carano at After Disaster.
You should have done that, Mike.
Ooh, everyone tweet at Marilyn Ricegub, burn Mike a CD.
So I heard something fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Walking away. 7-Eleven is like the place that just keeps on giving. There's always some shit going on.
Mine's
right?
creepy.
So I'm walking out of the 7-Eleven. I walk in. I just had to go grab
a couple Cokes.
A couple Coke Zeroes.
Welcome to 7-Eleven.
Ooh, Coke Zero. Coke Zero and whiskey.
There's some police activity out front, right? Ooh. And they got like this this one gangster looking guy, shirts off. And
I thought you meant like two cops are blowing each other.
What?
Or they're playing ping pong or something.
They're talking to him, and then they're talking to his semi-attractive.
They're talking ham?
Gangster.
They're
talking to him. Cholo? Okay.
Spiral.
Yeah, Cholo. Yeah. And then they're talking to his semi, I guess it's like it's his girlfriend or whoever. Apparently there was some kind of, I don't want to call it the domestic disturbance.
Probably a side piece.
Because it happened in 7-Eleven parking lot, right? But they have them separated. I don't know what's happening.
So you're allowed to do what you want in that parking lot.
So I don't really, when I'm walking in, I don't really hear anything. But when I'm walking out, I'm kind of shuffling slow and I'm looking at something on my phone or something. So I'm hearing them talk to the girl. And they're saying this. They're saying, "So you feel safe? You're okay? He's not good because we're going to let you go now, and we will escort you to your house if you like." And she goes, "What?" And they said, "Well, do you feel safe? We're going to. If not, let us know, and we'll escort you back to your home." She goes, "No, I only escort at night."
Oh, fantastic.
And she had a thick accent, so I didn't want to do the accent. But it was so fucking great. It was like something in a movie. It really was. I couldn't believe that I heard that. And I started chuckling. And it was audible, and I think the cops heard me. But they weren't taking it. They didn't think it was funny at all. They had no sense of humor.
That's great.
No, I only escort at night.
That's great.
That's like a conversation a character like what's his face and Falling Down would be like walking by
defense
and,
yeah
hear that I'd be like fucking hell
I only escort at night
I should have turned around and said you have a card how much right in front of the cops
see what they do.
In front of her crazy boyfriend who clearly threatened
if
her
if you said
7-11.
It's for a podcast then it's technically like journalism right and you can
I said you can have a small Slurpee bitch.
Ugh.
What?
That's why the cops came.
Out of context, lines from this episode. I went to sushi on
at Farmer's Market.
No, I did not
Farmer
go
Boy?
To Farmer. Farmer's I did not go Boy? To Farm Boy to get my sushi and frozen yogurt. But we went to sushi with some friends on Sunday night, and a large group, so lots of distractions, including Zach was there, which I like to call
what is Zach?
Distractions,
distractions,
distractions. Oh, what did you say? What is Zach?
Yeah.
That's my lizard and my son. I have a lizard
like
named
dick.
Zach, and I have a and I no.
You have
no.
a lizard?
Yeah, we got a lizard recently.
So your son.
Why?
Your son Zach was there.
So Zach was sat betwixt Lauren and I.
Was he zacked?
I don't get it.
Was sat, but Zach? Never mind.
Did he know exactly
God,
what he wanted?
I can't hear myself, so I'm completely off.
Well, maybe put your headphone over your ear.
It sounds worse when I do that.
That doesn't make any
check
sense.
One, two, check, check. Yeah. I just hear myself outside of the headphones.
I think something's wrong with your skull.
That doesn't work for sure.
Go ahead. So Zach is sitting in between you and
so
Lorenzo.
Zach's in between us. There's like 10 of us at this table. Lots of things, lots of commotion going on. They come by, they drop off the water, and they drop off, you know, like the little place settings.
The
waitresses.
Okay.
Do I need to explain how
well, you haven't introduced them to the story yet. Right? All of a sudden, there's these days showing up.
Okay.
I didn't...
This story is already stressing me out thinking about all these people that the bill has to be split
it's
between.
The royal they.
Unless one person picked up the tab.
Hell no. Not balling out yet. And so they're setting down all the stuff, and the guy across from me goes, "Oh, that's cute. You gave him avocado?" which, as I'm setting
no way.
Myself a glass
no way.
Of water,
was he about to eat the hot shit?
I go, "Oh no!" And I turn to my left, and Zach starts bawling.
Oh.
And I look at his hand, and I look at the
all
plate of ginger and wasabi that is now wasabi-less.
Yeah,
and there's a very unhappy little man with wasabi streaming out of his mouth.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, he turned bright red like
gotta
a tomato.
Somehow.
Started screaming.
That
I just jammed.
I'd like to find the lesson in this, but maybe it's just he won't eat greens anymore.
Well, you don't just throw shit in your mouth.
Listen, just don't have kids.
Yeah, you got a good question. You got a good point there.
Yeah, so you got to learn. Fucking like stuff. Right now, Atticus thinks that he can fly, and it's just going to take a fall before he realizes he can, and it hurts. So then he'll stop trying to like lurch, you know.
Are you sure he thinks he can fly, or you think he just wants to move?
I don't think that he understands what pain is at all, so he has no fears.
But he doesn't understand what pain is, but he understands the concept of flight.
No, what I'm saying is like he doesn't.
Like, did you leave Superman on or something?
Like if I'm holding him, he'll fling himself backwards and he'll try and like just get out of my arms and go to where he wants to go. Yeah.
They don't understand gravity at all. I jammed my fingers in his mouth, pulled out as much as I could. Lauren started trying to pour water in his mouth, but he wasn't having none of it.
That makes it worse.
The waitress came by and she's like, "Oh, what happened?" And we're like, "He ate wasabi." And
you'll find out in court.
And she's like, "I'll go get ice cream." She comes back with green tea ice cream, so it looks exactly like wasabi. And he's like pushing it away. Lauren finally got it in his mouth, and then he was instantly like, "Ooh, that's pretty good."
Wow, I feel bad for the little guy because that stuff is hot.
I think it was a long con to get ice cream because the rest of his dinner, he would eat a little bit of chicken teriyaki, he's and then so he'd smart. Look over at the green tea ice cream and be like,
like wasabi, I eat a lot of it, right? And I can, you know, I've built in a tolerance to it. Yeah. But imagine his virgin little, that sounds dirty, but like his taste buds, completely.
He can barely deal with like food that is slightly above warm.
I can get
your
virgin baby mouth on the dark web.
Michael.
You want a virgin baby mouth? I'll get you a virgin baby mouth. Yeah.
The VBM killer?
Mike Carano's VBM. Mike Carano's Silk Road, coming soon. Hey, have either one of you guys ever had real wasabi?
Yes.
No. I haven't.
It's kind of grainy. Oh. Yeah, it's really good. I like it very much.
Does it taste exactly the same, but better?
No, it's a little spicier. It's got a little more kick, and it's got like granules in it.
Where can you get it? Do you know
like
where?
Really like top end sushi places.
And it's ungodly expensive, correct?
Wait, what is the kind that we
I don't know. I don't. It's like paste, like mass processed.
But it's.
I wonder if there's a place that has like great ketchup, like fresh made ketchup. I've never heard of that.
You know what?
You know
that
what?
Is not a bad idea.
It's probably we're at the skinless hot dog place.
We make our ketchup fresh daily.
Yeah.
KFD.
That's not too bad.
What's going on with
too bad? I don't really like ketchup.
What do you call those when you do the letters?
Triple letters.
No. Acronyms. What are they called?
Yeah.
Initials. What about the idea? We open a burger shop, like a burger stand.
Anagrams?
And everything is made fresh anagrams. Except for the meat is frozen, the cheapest shit we can buy.
Right. Everything else.
Only
but
one,
everything around
one
it
really
is so
good
fresh
condiment.
And so good.
But the meat's the star.
We make the pickles in the back in our,
awful
our
drinks,
private garden.
Awful drinks, but boy, you've got to try their ice cubes.
You've got to feel this glass. This is a Baccarat crystal glass.
Well, McDonald's has a whole campaign going on right now about how they have the best tasting Coke.
What?
And my wife agrees. She's like, it is the best.
Okay.
What?
Okay, yep. Stop.
Collaborate.
I agree too. I agree too. McDonald's has the best tasting Coke by far, and it's Coca-Cola brand, but it definitely tastes better with the kind of ice cubes that they put in it.
What?
Yep.
You know a word that's overused?
Yeah.
Mike.
Amazing.
Hack. Especially on the show. Like we use the word hack a lot.
I don't think we use hack that much.
We use it quite
a bit.
Like
my phone was hacked.
And I'm not sure that any of us even know exactly what the word hack means.
I know what it means in comedy
terms. Comedy
terms,
which is the main term, I think.
Which is
it's in entertainment quite a bit. It's used in entertainment. I don't know if they use it in doctor. It's
like kind of lowbrow.
I mean, I was looking for the origin of it, like where it came from, like what would cause the word hack to come into.
From Hacky Sack.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Buddy Hackett. Yeah.
How's that?
So when people play Hacky Sack, they're shitheads. They call them hacks for short. Yeah.
When was Hacky Sack invented? The 80s?
Whenever two idiots got around.
I would imagine it was in the late 60s in Berkeley. I mean, if I had to guess.
Even if you were the best Hacky Sack player in the world, you don't look cool, right?
Like
it's one of those,
the worst.
It's
no
one of those
way to look cool.
I use the sport.
Were there people at your school, high school, that
hesitantly
played it?
Yeah,
like
for
that
sure.
Lunch? Yeah.
Also, people that slackline.
Do they all
I
wear
think
Birkenstocks?
Even slackline is cooler than.
What is slackline? What is slackline?
That's when they like put like a they put literally a slack line between like two trees or
I
two
have
poles.
A question.
And they like.
Oh really?
Yeah.
People do that at your school?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that your school would allow them to do that because they'd be afraid of the lawsuit.
What are you talking about? That's the school that freezes the ground and lets kids slide down into an ice cream thing or something.
What?
Or ribs or something.
What's
what happened?
Happening?
Michael, what? I can't
Didn't
believe.
Didn't you freeze the ground and you slid down into a tub of ice cream or something?
What?
Or ribs?
What?
The
You had a steep grass hill, and you froze it, and you slid down it.
What's happening?
I cannot even understand where.
Into a pool.
I know what story you're referencing.
I got to listen better.
His brain is compartmentalized.
But it's like if someone was talking about the running of the bulls, and you were like, what was that thing you did where you chased a bunch of mice?
Yeah.
Down a river.
Same thing. Mice are nature's tiny bulls. Everyone knows that.
We did a slip and slide.
And yeah.
And at the base, it was just really muddy, so you kept sliding and you went across.
I thought there was ice cream or something.
You went across the sidewalk.
Barbecue or
we
something.
Weren't going into a pool of ribs on a frozen. Somehow my Southern California private high school has enough money to freeze a hill and then make a tub full of ribs for us to slide into for literally no reason.
It's Tuesday.
I love that you've been living your life freezing. Thinking that's what I was doing.
Well, he just took a boring story.
It's been
story
rattling
and made
around
it,
in his head.
Oh, my God. I feel so much better with these better headphones in. Whew. Now it feels like the show.
Ah, new show.
What's
started
up,
over.
Guys? It's like a whole new thing.
I'm Anderson. To my left is Mike Carano. Sitting across from me.
Tyler, he takes your mundane story and then he puts his own rib spin on it.
This is up. I wasabi it up a little bit.
This is Wednesday. This is a Wednesday story.
You guys, here's the thing.
Mundane.
Everyone who plays hacky sack. Everyone who plays hacky sack looks like a moron, but when you see a professional soccer player do some fancy pants soccer ball juggling, that looks
I know the girl. I grew up with the girl who has the record.
Fancy shorts.
The world record for most dribbles within 60 seconds on her foot.
Damn, did you get her?
You would like her a lot, Corona. Her name's Tasha Tarani. You should look her up. Tasha Tarani. She was a neighbor of mine.
She got
Tasha Tarani. And she has the record for the most.
Her name's Kasha?
Tasha.
Everyone tweet at Tasha Tarani, burn Mike a CD.
Set us up. I'm on farmers only.
I'm on farmboyonly.com.
Farmboy only.
So the term hack, ice cream. I could not find the origin, like where like, I was hoping that it was like I was using, you know, common sense or educated, and I was thinking maybe it was. Where like, you know, one comedian would hack like a part of someone else's like
maybe
bits.
But isn't there a word called hackney?
Hackneyed?
Perhaps.
Hackneyed?
But in my limited research.
You're definitely right, Mike. There is a word.
All right, let's
that.
Look up hackney. Hackney?
Wait, we should find out. Oh, yeah.
There's also an artist named
I got to start using that phrase that you just used, my limited research, because that applies to the normal amount of research I do, which is zero.
All the way up to
I read a book about it.
It's a great qualification. You know, in my limited research.
In my limited experience with upper insurance company management, I will say that my opinion is.
Hackneyed as well. I've heard that numerous times.
Yeah, that's the one I think.
It's a like compact. Okay, here's Hackney. A compact breed of harness horse.
Oh,
a cool. Carriage for hire.
Great.
All right, this is probably not what we're looking for.
Who steals jokes and takes the easy way out.
Hackneyed is repeated too often. So throw me under the bus is a hackneyed term, right?
That's kind of familiar. Yeah, that seems like that's relatable.
But the term hack, just hack, in my limited research, the definition was essentially someone who panders to the audience, doesn't speak from the gut, doesn't tell jokes or stories that
I
they
like that.
Enjoy.
I like that as an explanation. I like that.
It immediately made me think of you, Mike, because you've
what?
Spent so much time in and around the improv, right? And that term hack gets thrown around quite a bit. And if that was your definition of hack,
it's a love hack. It's a little
I would
place
think that you would spend
you
so much
happy.
Time like doing everything could not to be a hack that that makes you like
you
are you're like the ultra anti-hack
the
like when you get up on stage everything you do is genuine.
I thought you were insulting me more and more and more.
No like I to the point where like almost like it's like you're so non-hack that you're almost like go full circle and like you're
a hack.
Yeah, like you're pandering to yourself almost.
Ooh.
I gotta think about that
pander.
No,
but about that
I wish I had found. So I spent probably around 15 minutes like looking on to different like
damn
at least maybe on
in
one
my
word.
Limited research. I like that phrase though, in my limited amount of research, or what'd you say,
in my limited research. I've discovered
I gotta break
very little
out. Seriously
guys, I gotta pee.
That's a good name for podcast, limited research.
In my limited car racing experience, I will say that I can't even in my limited space travel, guess where I'm going in a week and a half. JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, tour.
Guess where I'm going in June?
Greece.
Dun, 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 da, 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 da.
Washington, D.C.?
What?
I thought you were doing...
No, Washington State. That's the song of Washington State.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The Beavers or something? What's their team? The Oregon Beavers. Are you singing a school song?
Yeah.
How would I know that?
You're a big sports man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big sport. In my limited college sports experience.
Mike, quick pop quiz. What's more northern state, Oregon or Washington?
Washington.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct. What is the more eastern state, North Dakota or South Dakota?
I have no idea.
I don't know either, but there's probably an answer to that, right? Like one of them's got to stick.
I don't believe there's an answer to it because if you look at the map, it seems that it's one straight line. Of course there's an answer to it.
There's got to be one.
Right now somebody's looking at the map going, no, there's not, idiot.
I'm going to jolly old London.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that June.
You still haven't revealed I heard you singing the British anthem. Yeah, and I hear Corona going, oh, you're going to Washington, D.C.
To which I corrected him and said, no, I'm going to Washington State. And he said, how would I have known that?
I was in the bathroom laughing maniacally.
I've had a couple of people correct a lot of stuff we said on this show in the past couple of weeks.
Well, tell them to fucking butt out.
And yeah, one was a girl who wanted to correct
fucking butt out.
Saying we don't know anything about sounding.
What?
Mm-hmm.
All right, lady. First of all,
you don't have a pee hole.
Lady. Yeah,
you pee out your butt.
Yeah, girls pee out their butts.
I don't want to spend any time on sounding, but I don't know what sounding is.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's
sounding for 1 second, we need to give credit to the Twitter user who tweeted us the name for Anderson's balloon in your dick blowjob should 100% be called the Inflatio, which it definitely should. That's a great name.
Mm-hmm. Inflatio, not bad. Anderson
Cowan's Inflatio.
So
please don't call it mine.
Somebody make a Wikipedia page for that.
Please don't call it mine.
Look out for me in the streets of London in June.
I secretly hope there's some sort of terrorist thing happening so the show doesn't get canceled.
What did you just say?
Nothing.
What the fuck? That might be the worst thing you've ever said.
No, it's not.
We're doing it right where there was that incident a couple weeks ago.
I would wear, if I were you, I'd wear like those...
Where the
aircraft
was and the car,
you know, the people that sat out there with the lights that guide the aircraft in those the headset they wear to keep from blowing out their ears. If you wear those when you're in London and anything happens to explode,
why won't you hurt your ears? Why do you want things? To
I don't.
Happen out
I
there,
don't.
Why?
I just,
what were you saying?
I'm just concerned that the show is going to suffer because he's gone.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be better. It'll be good.
No, I'll call in.
Yeah, we might answer.
All of a sudden.
So yeah, I remember this a while ago. Your dad's like renting a big ass house.
No, that's in August.
Oh, you're going with the show?
I'm going with Late Late Show.
Holy shit!
You can tweet from here.
What?
Wait, you're going 2 months apart?
I know.
How long? How long with the show?
A week.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. I bet you have nice accommodations.
Shabby. Yeah, pretty good. We're gonna be right by MI6.
Yeah.
So say
do they suck too,
Mr. Bond.
Corona.
The
British FBI, MI6. They stupid.
They're probably
better
than the FBI.
They sound more like
the FBI in conjunction with the Secret Service and in conjunction with the CIA are the three fuck ups that let 9/11 happen.
All right. This is like 16-year-old conversation.
While we're at it, the post office can suck my balls too, because
what?
The post office can suck my dick.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Just in general.
Lucky them.
No, what happened is I ordered a package next day air, and for some reason they shipped it through USPS. Normally UPS, and UPS is on time as they promised to be 99% of the time.
Anti-ed.
So the post office, I ordered on Wednesday for a Thursday delivery. Didn't come Thursday, didn't come Friday, didn't come Saturday. Monday it didn't come, and I went on and checked the tracking from the post office next day air, and it said, tried to deliver to this company.
Right.
Sunday morning, 9 a.m., no one answered the door.
What's this company?
The Improv. Who delivers to a business Sunday morning at 9 a.m.?
Sounds like pretty good service to me.
Yeah, pretty good that they're working on Sunday.
Yeah. through
sleep, especially if you got next day air.
Through sleep,
they're gonna just get it there as soon as it possibly can get here.
I don't need the feds on my tail.
As soon as they can get there, like you're paying for that.
What if the Postmaster General is what takes down Mike?
What do they say, Mike? In your world,
down from where,
Mike? Are they in your world?
Almost being homeless.
Mail fraud.
Oh no, mail fraud.
That's
this does not look like a man happy with his stereo equipment.
What
was that, Newman, Seinfeld?
Oh,
this does not look like a man.
Mail fraud definitely sounds like a Tom Likas podcast. M-A-L-E fraud.
Mail fraud.
You're a dumb pussy man.
Yeah, mail fraud.
If you live in London and you know anyone who plays in a London
or can hook up some weed
men's baseball league, I'd love to get a game in on the Sunday
that I'm
there.
Fuck? You can't get squeeze that baseball game in when you're there for work.
Car sports.
I don't have to work on Sunday. I like to take a 1 hour break from my 12 hours of church that I'll be at on Sunday.
What a weird request.
Mike,
I bet they don't even know what baseball is over
Mike,
there.
Mike, you ordered like one. I'm on the post office side here because like you paid a bunch of extra money to have something delivered to you like next day, right?
Tell me if you know people who have baseball in London.
Yes, I did.
And they're going to get it to you as soon as possible.
Yeah.
If you had it delivered to your house,
which is
boom.
Fucking Thursday.
You had it delivered
Thursday
here.
Thursday is the next day.
Oh.
Yeah, there's people here all goddamn day.
Oh, so it was like 4 days late?
Yeah.
And it was on a Sunday? Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I ordered on Wednesday for a Thursday delivery. And
this is old man conversation,
Thursday,
though. Old man conversation.
Didn't come Saturday.
Old man conversation.
Not as old as what
Sunday
was
morning.
Happening right before the show started.
Mike and I like to go to the Madonna Inn. I was married there. I'm going to stay in every single room but before I die, hopefully. And Mike goes up there quite a bit, and I had the
Are
Madonna
saying,
Inn
hopefully
cake.
You die?
Hopefully before I die.
Anderson goes up there often and wants to stay in every room. I'm going to go up there twice as many times as he goes up there, and I'm going to stay in none of the rooms.
Yes.
So we both have our goals.
And Mike and I had the cake
at
my wedding. Offset
each other.
They have a bunch of different flavors, and Mike just said, have you tried the strawberry shortcake flavor? That's
by accident.
All he said.
By accident.
And Ty Ty wants to talk about how we're old men.
No. Yeah. Mike was talking about his mental state, which then all of a sudden switched into... But have you had the strawberry cake up there? And you were like, oh, you know, I don't know. I kind of like the chocolate myself.
I got to say.
And it was,
I said carrot cake.
I was like a man at the zoo watching two animals
communicate with each other.
It was when you were at a Denny's and you hear the old people at the
no,
next to
No, not like that because they don't
having
talk.
A conversation. And
you
you're
just
like,
hear them chewing loudly.
You're like, who wants to hear about this?
I got kicked out of the ghost mall.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why don't you call me, you fuck? It's right down the
I was going to Supercar Sunday 2 weeks ago, and it was
Supercar
boring.
Supercar Sunday.
And it's
Sunday,
in the Ghost Mall parking lot, and I was like, I wonder if the door's open. And I walked in.
Wait, where's Ghost Mall?
Of course it's open. It's an open functioning mall.
It was 7:30 Sunday morning.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I walked in, and
I started walking around the camera.
It's in Woodland Hills.
Yeah, I started walking around the camera.
Is it
it's an abandoned mall. No, it's not. It's like 20 minutes away.
And the guy, one security guy saw me and just kind of like nodded to me like, I don't give a shit.
Right.
The next guy, the guy with the chip on his shoulder, saw me from far away. Hey, hey, what are you doing? Taking some pictures? You don't have permission. You got to get out of here. I go, well, I'm just taking a couple of pictures. Yeah, get out. You can't do you need mall management permission.
Yeah, malls are weird with pictures. I went to a mall, I remember, years ago when I was in college to take some pictures. 95%
of the businesses are gone.
Yeah, but I went to a mall to take pictures.
Yeah.
The Howard Hughes.
Oh, I went to a mall. I'm so rich.
I know Howard Hughes Center is like right off the 405. I went there because it was new. It was brand new. Had some cool like structures. And I think I was in a photography class. I wanted to take a few pictures. And I couldn't believe it. I just brought my camera there. I started taking some pictures. And I got hassled by the security. Yep. They said I had to go talk to the management to get permission.
I had the same thing. I was
what
at
the fuck? It's a mall. Who cares?
Saturday, I was at Baby Gap and I was taking a photo of all the kids.
I was watching a high school volleyball team, girls volleyball team, play a couple days ago, and I brought out the long lens. And
oh yeah, I bet you brought the long lens, brother. Hey, I brought out my Italian lens.
They stopped. They wouldn't let me take pictures in Irvine, and we pay
the whole city
ungodly amount of rent there. I went to take an exterior picture of the new club.
What are malls so afraid of?
What?
We pay.
How did someone stop
our monthly
taking a
rent
photo?
Is how much a house costs in a lot of states.
$200,000.
It's less than that, but it's over $100,000. But that's our rent, and we pay that. And I went outside to take a couple when we opened that club, and the mall security said, "Can't you got to get permission?" I'm like, "I'm just gonna take two pictures." And he goes, Got to put it away.
How did someone even see
you? You know what this might be? It could be. I don't know if I've been hassled about taking pictures in a mall before 9/11. I think it might be a 9/11 thing. Yeah.
It's also the
which
most
is ridiculous. You can get a schematic or Google image of anything you want.
Well, here's the thing: is I figured out that most malls are built on Indian burial grounds, and most Indians think you're stealing their soul when you take their picture. So there's some kind of tie in there.
You ever
I'm
sell
not really
magazines?
Sure.
You ever sell magazines?
My limited experience as an Indian historian. Tells me.
You're
no, I didn't.
Research.
But I bought magazines from those kids.
You ever sell magazines in high school there, Ty?
No.
No.
Maybe they stopped doing
sorry,
it.
I was too busy sliding down frozen mountainscapes
into
ribs.
Into a yogurt river.
I remember selling magazines, and I had
a flash
of it.
I like that Mike thinks I went to Willy Wonka High.
I had a flash of it the other day, and I think they must have stopped it because it seems very illegal.
Yeah.
But I think it might have kind of got me down the road to addiction and gamble holics and that little
selling magazines.
Yeah, because I forgot all about this, but they had these different tiers. We'd have full assemblies about it. Yeah. Where like there was a competition.
They rarely came through on delivery of those magazines. I have bought them from kids. They're like, oh, you want to send me to help me go to camp?
Yeah, they just take your money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the school would do it, and I guess the money went to the school. I don't know how it works. This is like a long time ago.
I used to have to do stuff that it wasn't magazines, but they'd do like sell gift wrapping at Christmas time.
But did they have like what were the rewards like?
It was like a like lowest tier. You got like a yo-yo, and the top tier was like you got a PlayStation.
Really? See, ours was like staggered. It was made by some diabolical genius who like got into like addicts' heads. And I really responded to it. Like the first tiers where you got like these little Weebles.
Yeah.
Remember the Weebles?
Yeah, Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Maybe they weren't called Weebles then. They had sticky feet.
No. Weebles are shaped like eggs, but they have weights in the bottom.
These are like stickers.
They're self-explanatory. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
I think they called them Weeble. Anyways,
I don't know why that was a toy, but.
But even that was a game.
Was there not just a Reuben on rye in between you two guys?
You would get Weebles, Tyler. There are these little sticker things.
They weren't Weebles.
And then you get
Weebles
like wallets.
Don't have feet.
Oh my God!
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. They don't have feet.
Old men.
Fuck you,
Ty. And the second tier was X-ray glasses. See,
sir, can I get you some more iced tea?
101 jokes. The joy buzzer.
Who's the joy buzzer?
Yeah, that little metal thing you put in your hand and you go to shake someone's hand. It just goes.
Yes! Vindication!
No, it's not. Because I know Weebles frontwards and backwards, up and down, inside and out.
What's it called when you sound with a Weeble?
What?
Eggplanting.
What?
Weebles don't have feet.
That sounds you're hearing is Anderson learning.
Yeah, he's
oh my God! Limited research. The very first thing that I oh my God, this is great! I should have done limited research before I came in here. The first thing I typed in Weeble sticky feet, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is bringing back so many horrible memories. And the first thing that pops up is a Reddit picture with a little article.
Yeah.
And these are the Weebles. These are the ones I'm talking about. Those are Weebles. And this is what it says.
Anderson, look up Weebles wobble, but they don't.
I know
down.
What you're talking about. I know those guys. Like they're. Like
I didn't
pills.
Know those things are called Weebles. They
these are
like
called Weebles too. And this
shitty.
Is the right. To think my school tricked an 8-year-old me into peddling magazines.
Oh, that's beautiful.
To think my school tricked me into peddling magazines, subscriptions door to door for this shit. So it was like it was probably a statewide or maybe even a nationwide like thing. Now it would like the first tier where you get some Weebles, right? Like which was
but how can
whatever.
They use the word Weeble when Weeble was a very well known toy in the '70s? I don't understand how they can
maybe it's
not
the same company
sued.
That made them. And then like even like that though, like you would get like three Weebles. I remember getting like so amped up when I was a little kid, and like if you got like a gold Weeble though, like you didn't know which ones you were gonna get, you would get like a bunch of like extra shit. Like it was a gamble. And then like the next tier was like these horrible Velcro wallets. And I remember they had a Duran Duran wallet, so I was like willing to fucking like steal my mom's like checks
about
and
Velcro
buy a
wallets.
bunch of magazines just so I could get that Duran Duran
Velcro
wallet. Needed it so bad. And then like the top tier were like scratchers and like the actual scratcher like lotto tickets. And if you like scratch them and you could get like triple this and triple that, and like there was all this like promise and like fortune and glory, kid, that they offered
that is
up.
Absolutely setting up kids to become gambling addicts.
It absolutely is, right?
Yep.
I don't think they do this anymore, but. but like the whole system, like the tiered system,
guess what,
made me
guess
hungry.
Guess what else, kids? The feet of the weebles are also a tab of acid. So put the weeble on your tongue for a few minutes.
Weebles. I love the fact that weebles are associated with. Maybe they're called weeplus.
Well, we used to have
weeples.
Like
weeples. Oh, they're called weeples. W E E P U L S.
Very different.
Weeples.
Very different.
You were wrong.
Okay, I was wrong, but I'm still feeling pretty good about the whole magazine.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a weeple?
I believe so. Yeah. They look familiar.
We used to have, I think we talked about this before, but we used to have like companies come by.
Weeples.
And under the auspices of it being an assembly, it was just an advertisement. Like, I don't know what they paid the school.
Right.
To bring, like, we're sending a yo-yo master to your school. So this guy would come in and do all these sweet yo-yo tricks for like 10 minutes.
How fucked is that?
And then when he's done, he's like, meet me outside to buy some yo-yos. Everyone's like, fuck yeah, I'm buying yo-yos.
Really?
And you realize, wait, what just happened?
You know what? That is a great.
They just brought infomercials.
Trick.
To our school.
Because if I was a kid and a yo-yo master came in,
he probably
and did
gave
tricks
a cut to the school.
And then
district.
Sold the yo-yos afterwards.
Yeah, but how is that, like, okay?
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not at all.
Yeah. Take it's a timeshare.
Like, you have $8 for the week for your lunch money. And they probably came on Mondays, too, so they had all your
of
lunch money for the week.
Of course they did. They send the hat guy on Friday.
The hat guy?
that is a timeshare salesman grift on kids.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You know what? If you're a little kid and a goddamn magician comes in and performs in an assembly and then tries to sell magic kits afterwards, every fucking person who has any money on them is going to want to buy
one. Which is so funny because now I'm imagining 100 kids who all buy the exact same kit, all doing the exact same trick,
no.
And all being terrible
at
it.
How annoying was your school the next day on Tuesday after Yo-Yo Guy? Like every
a bunch of kids trying to make a card float.
Every kid with a yo-yo the next day?
Yes, that happened.
How annoying.
I had one.
The poor teachers.
Anyone could do was walk the dog.
Yeah.
And whacking each other in the eye with the
yo-yo. My brother became a yo-yo master.
Yo-yos
can
be our new skateboard.
My brother was so, no. My brother was so in a yo-yo, he could do like all the tricks. He got like obsessed.
All two of them?
That's worse.
Walking the dog?
That's worse than hacky
sack,
right?
One? No.
It's a little more lonely.
It's not worse than hacky sack.
A little more lonely.
No, it's yeah, no. Yo-yo's like, way nerdier.
No, it's not
way
worse than
nerdier.
Hula hoop?
Hacky sack guy will at least like still smoke you out.
What? That's all he can do.
Oh, that's more than Yo-Yo Man can do.
I remember selling magazines.
Yo-Yo Man's like, can I get you some flat water?
Chubby little Andy just going, hey, would you like to buy a mag? You know how many fucking creepy, this is like, you know, late 70s, early 80s.
And you were in the Valley, the home of the GSK killer.
No, I was not in the Valley. I was in Santa Monica. You know how many
fucking Monica.
Creepy 70s dudes
had yo-yos?
Said, you got any Playboys in there? Ha ha. Like old dudes.
You guys, magicians from the 70s,
like
when they
the
all
articles.
Use the they all use the wand with the white tip. Was that a distraction?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that why they used it, or did it do something?
No,
made
it
rabbits
magic.
And stuff.
It did magic, Mike. You're right. You found the secret.
Oh.
Made rabbits.
No, but I mean, was it because it had a white tip? Was that supposed to distract you because your eye looked at that?
I'm sure.
Like, yeah.
Well, also just.
In my limited research,
like
yes.
In my limited research, like a lot of the time, magicians are like got a black backdrop.
Do you know why it's called a magic wand?
And the black, the wand would just fade into the blackness in the
because
background.
Because it makes you wander away from like where the thing is actually happening.
No, it's not true.
For real?
No. Look it up.
No.
Look it up.
In my limited research,
look
as
it up.
A grammatical.
Did you guys hear about the guy that died at the old magic castle over there?
Yes, I did.
Did you hear that he killed himself?
Yes, I did.
I had a funny tweet about that. Are we talking about
sounds
this?
Sounds hilarious. What was your funny tweet?
Well, when it was just reported that someone was found murdered at, or someone was found dead at the Magic Castle,
mm-hmm.
somewhere a man is fiercely bleaching a 12-foot-long saw.
Huh.
I get
that's
it.
A good one.
He killed someone with the saw.
I saw you get sawed in half, didn't I?
No,
you
I helped.
Something.
I
wait,
helped,
you got sawed in half?
No, I helped saw someone in half, and I was super drunk.
We were at the Magic Castle.
Obnoxiously.
Tai got
hammered.
In the big room. Tai got
hammered to the point where people in front of us were doing the turnaround, like, look at the asshole behind you. That was happening.
Oh, no.
Which
I'm afraid to go back.
Never do.
I'm afraid to go back. I almost went this week.
Why are you afraid to go back?
Or last week.
Why are you afraid to go back?
Because I don't think it's going to be as fun sober as it was when we all went drunk.
I just like that there's parts of it that are completely unsupervised.
Yeah. I like every place that's like that.
Where Anderson pours himself free beers.
Well, I don't think we're supposed to be down there. We went into the bowels.
But we went down there because it's unsupervised. Mm. You can just turn down any corner.
Mm. Yep.
It does feel like you're one left turn away from being in like the master of the guy's like creepy dungeon, you know?
Like no you're going to walk into an office and some guy's going to be behind a desk poring over a book and he's going to be like, you're not
my limited research tells
here.
Me.
Oh, you found the spells room.
Oh, is there any Harry Potter themed shit over there? Should I get over the Harry Potter thing? Because it's becoming like...
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I think that for the rest of my life, it's just going to be like in the zeitgeist. And every time I see it, I cringe and I think, young, dumb generation.
Yeah, why?
No, Harry what's Potter's great.
It's fine.
Harry Potter's great. And I'll tell you what's good is that butterbeer.
Like it.
And if you get a butterbeer, get the blended one.
I'm not
should
gonna
that
let
be
Atticus.
Our next destination disaster?
Jillian and I talk
take
about
Anderson
Atticus.
Anderson to
no.
Harry Potter World?
No, Harry Potter World ruined my favorite venue. Fuck that place.
Yeah, good point.
Ripped down the Gibson
good
Amphitheater.
Point.
Yeah, fuck Kurt Gibson.
Exactly. The Kurt Gibson Amphitheater.
Jillian and I talk about like my fears.
I don't believe.
Is Atticus is going to get into
show
like really.
Sucks till the last second.
Yeah. Really
and
dumb
it's amazing.
Stuff.
And when you walk out, you go, I don't believe who we just
and
saw.
And everybody says they were there.
Look at Mike with the timely.
It's
Kurt
not really
Gibson.
Timely. It's a game that happened in the 80s.
This man thought that the hey, British song was
86?
The Washington.
Harry Potter land is really cool.
So if Atticus gets into something dumb like Harry Potter, and I know that most of our listeners
he will because Harry Potter is very inspirational.
Like,
kids.
Did you read the books?
It's a moving story. I watched every single movie several times.
I think I read the first two books.
I watched every movie several times.
The first movie, I've seen one, and it was the first one, and it was just awful.
First one's very childish.
Atticus can like whatever he likes. Yeah. Right, obviously. I don't like, you know, even like some like there's like attractive younger girls that are wearing like their round glasses now because they're obviously Harry Potter.
That's
fans.
All right. Harry Potter's
stop
a good
it.
Story. It's a good
what
series.
What is the story? What is good about it? Like
it's
he has
great,
a wand.
It's a great
he
series.
He has a wand and he's magical.
No,
and there's like an evil guy that doesn't
series.
Want him to have a wand.
There's a bunch of evil guys.
It's like
it's
I had Star Wars. These kids have Harry Potter.
It's an underdog.
It's it made good, like nerds cool.
It's a good series.
He's a sad, abused child.
Yeah,
he abused?
He
who abuses him?
He's a genius.
His,
kind of abused.
He lives with his aunt and uncle and his,
yep.
and his shitty cousins because
it's
his parents
same...
died and they are mean to him. And they
sounds
make him
like
live in the little crawl space under the stairs.
Yep.
And they're super shitty to him. And then he finds out one day that he's a wizard and they knew, but they didn't
like
want
to
tell him.
The other day,
yeah.
I'm watching Sesame Street.
And then he goes
with
to
Atticus.
Wizard school.
But the important
and
lesson.
And there's that whole Harry Potter, like.
Yeah,
fucking Cookie Monster is like Harry Potter.
Yeah, good.
And
good.
You find out that his dad was like the greatest wizard of all, who fought like the baddest wizard of all.
Yep.
So he comes from this great line of wizards, and they're like, holy shit.
And you also find out the most important lesson in life that is if you're an outcast, and if you're a genius outcast with magical powers, and you team up with your nerdy, smart friend and a really hot, smart chick, you can do the unspeakable.
Isn't she like 11?
Yeah, but she's legal now. It's fine.
She's hot now. Back then she was cute.
She was precocious, and now she's bodacious.
Harry Potter Land's great. It's quick. It's just a shopping area. There's nothing to do in there.
Yeah, it sounds awful, and they took away
it's great.
The Gibson.
There's a wand store. They sell every
did you
wand.
Wander into it?
Nice.
I wandered in several times.
Nice.
And I actually cringed when my niece wanted a $50 wand because it was a piece of shit plastic wand. For $50.
You're like, I'll just go break off a twig.
I honestly was like, are you sure you want this? Yes. I'm like, ugh.
Did you 50? Buy it?
Yes.
Oh, Michael.
Yes. I don't think I paid for it. I think someone else paid for it.
Oh, nice.
Because I think someone gave her money. Maybe I did pay for it, actually. Because why would I give a shit if she wastes $50 on a piece of plastic?
Yeah, so I'm watching Sesame Street, and they have this whole segment with Cookie Monster playing Furry Potter.
Yeah, I don't
that's
think...
funny.
That's pretty good, yeah.
What?
What's wrong with you?
Furry Potter?
Why are you dead inside?
Am I dead?
I think so.
I guess I'm trying to come around. That's how this came up. Like, I don't like being dead inside.
Oscar the Grouch.
So, like, Vermont. If Atticus, like, gets into, like, really dumb things, I guess...
Vermont.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, Harry Potter.
So, I watched all of I watched all the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, my
movies,
God, I can't finish it.
Me too.
But you're trying to say this nine times.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
great, right?
Yeah, this was a year ago. Yes, but like Mike says, the first couple are kind of rough because they're trying to like figure it out, you know? Mm. The books are very good. And then by the later films, they actually,
they grew with his audience.
Sure.
They grew with his audience.
And Alan Rickman is in it. He's amazing.
He's dead.
Yep.
Harry Potter.
I don't like how they have like the final final film, part one.
Yeah, well,
fuck
yeah,
off.
I didn't like that part
that's
either.
Everyone needs to stop doing that.
But that doesn't mean that Sesame Street shouldn't make a Harry Potter parody like, because you know, they split their camp, last film into two.
I'm at camp and they're doing like Harry Potter themed dinners. I'm like,
yeah, bad news for you. Atticus is,
you know,
gonna,
what it is? You know what it is?
Worship.
It makes me feel old.
At the idol.
Because this is not my childhood. This is like the new gen. This is millennials' childhood. I had Star Wars, and that's also their childhood. I don't like it.
I got bad news for you. Star Wars is everyone's childhood because they have somehow turned it into every kid is obsessed with Star Wars. Every kid. There's no way to escape it.
Well, I think there is.
Nope.
Keep your kid locked up in a basement.
Oh, yeah.
I can just brainwash. I can.
All right, what was your point you're trying to get to?
If he likes lame stuff, like, you know, it's stuff that I've never heard of that I will hear of that I'm going to hate, obviously, and he's going to love.
Of course he's going to like lame stuff.
I'm never going to try and stray him. I hope not to try and stray him into, like, not liking these things. But Jillian and I have a plan to just make fun of him behind his back.
There's no way that's going to backfire.
Oh, it's going to be great. We're just going to, like, look at this kid. He's into such stupid shit.
Yeah, you should. You mean like I'm sure your parents didn't do.
You should video. You should run some video on that so you can show it to him.
When you're like, I'm going out, and you're shirtless, they're like, this fucking idiot.
No, my dad was like, get some, son. Yeah, he was.
And you should. Do you have any Playboys? You should run video on you guys mocking him so you can break that out at like his birthday party or something at some point.
Show it to all his like peers.
No, it would be great to have video of your child doing all these embarrassing things and save it till they're like 21.
I feel bad every day that I don't take a picture of him like in a cop outfit and a cowboy outfit and a doctor's outfit, which you want one of your friends to do so badly.
Yep.
But it's not cheap, Mike.
Nope.
Like that's very expensive.
Yeah. No kidding. If you want the kid to be a success, it's not cheap. I agree with that. Neither is an Ivy League school. Neither is Clown College.
All right. Is this?
Did you hit record?
No.
Oh, I forgot to hit
record. Actually, it's one of those episodes I'd be happy if it didn't get hit.
I got to say, I'm looking forward to rewatching all the Harry Potter movies very soon.
We would have lost my Frankenstein joke.
That was a gem.
Well, came early.
That was a gem.
Everything since has been.
Brilliant. We would have lost Mary Lynn.
I'll cut that out and make it a preview in case people want to listen to a preview of this podcast.
A little taster?
Oh, we would. Teaser? I think it was all downhill after the lights. The lights just kind of.
The lights was a roller. The heat it was in a here roller coaster.
Definitely was the peak. It was the bright the spot there? In this podcast.
It would have served you right if they'd blown up in your eyes and you'd been blind.
No, it wouldn't have served you right.
Yeah, after just talking about, you know, prank you should pull
it'd
blind
be hilarious
people.
If you did that. You're like, here's a brand new tennis racket. Don't feel it too much, but it's brand new and it's got really great strings. Here, I'm gonna. Oh, you missed.
You know what? How come nobody incorporates blind people missed. Into game shows?
That would be a great game show.
Like you put a blind guy in like a specially designed capsule that prevents all vibration and sound from entering.
Yeah,
and then
him.
You open it up somewhere else, and he tries to guess where he's at. Like, where are you?
It's called blind luck.
No, I'm sorry.
Not bad.
Like,
not bad, Tyga.
Like you, like I'm talking about like a giant capsule that's got like a huge image stabilizer, gyros inside of it, and it's soundproof, and so he can't tell how he's moving or where he's going. And you chopper him to the top of the Matterhorn at Disneyland, and then open the lid and like, where are you?
No, there's something. He's on to something with like using like. I just use the word use, which is wrong probably, but like having people who are deficient in one area, but they make up for it in other areas, they should get their like day on TV. You know what I mean? Like, I feel as a society, we just look away from those people because we don't want to be rude or it's like they become.
You don't have to look away from blind people.
They might be. I just think it would be funny to open the lid on this specially designed space
there should
capsule
be a,
thing.
There used to be that show.
Like, where are you? That can be the end of the show.
Did
where
you guys
are
watch
you?
How's Your News? I think we actually talked about it.
Am I in the Colorado River? Am I in Miami Beach?
No, he's on
and
something, but this is not it.
And pull back, and he's in the fucking killer whale tank at
No, it'd be like a blind guy.
And there's killer whales coming right by
a
him.
A blind
ready to
guy.
Bite him.
Why'd you say killer whale? Because my phone?
But no, because they're bringing back the killer whales.
I have an orca on my phone.
They stopped the killer whale shows, by the way, and now they're the whole time.
What?
They stopped doing pre-programmed killer whale shows at SeaWorld due to the protests.
Yeah.
So now the tank just has killer whales in it, and you can walk by anytime. And maybe they're doing tricks, maybe they're not.
Oh, I see. So yeah. It's just like,
it's like a voluntary trick.
Like no one's jumping in there and hitting them with like a horse whip to make them jump through hoops and stuff or whatever, however they did it.
But like they take like a regular.
Is it bad that I? Oh my god! Is it bad that like I want them to be alive long enough that I can take Zach to see? Like, I mean, it's cool, right? You want to see the killer whale? You just want like it to be like sad, but like while they're still
there, you take them up to Vancouver. You take them out on like a whale watching trip or to Alaska.
Yeah, but you can't see them like swim.
Did you see that story in the news about how killer whales
killing is up
tonight? At
yes,
10.
It's way up, way up. What are they slaughtering? Whales, babies.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, humpback whale babies.
Up? Yeah, there's killer
orcas are slaughtering the baby humpbacks more this year than they have like 300%.
Yeah, they're leaving the hump fronts alone.
Are they are they Japanese orcas or what?
Yeah, they're the Japanese. They're just eating the baby dicks, hoping to get better erections.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
me so black and white.
What?
Oh,
Michael.
Oh.
So there should be a game show where there's like a blind woman and a sighted woman, and they put them like to different challenges where like the visually impaired woman will show her prowess in various because she makes
and start your bandsaws.
This totally sounds like the ramblings of a mad dictator.
Okay,
we'll get a blind woman.
Turn on your flamethrowers.
We'll get a seeing woman. Bring them to me.
All right, here's a beaker of cyanide for each of you.
As you slosh
your
wine around.
Pour them in the petri dishes.
No, like...
Okay, here's the tightrope.
You can't pitch this in a serious way. It's impossible.
No, like and then you
bring
blind...
me a man with no legs and a man with only legs.
Cut off his nose and glue a carrot where it used to be. Just to see what happens.
America's strongest cripple.
They just keep putting bricks on top of a guy in a wheelchair till one of them gets out. You are champion. You are America's strongest cripple.
Why is it so hot in this room?
Because of our comedy stylings.
Because those lights, maybe. 5 seconds of those photo lights.
Those lights are like nuclear.
We've radiated ourselves.
10,000 degrees.
All right, I gotta cut this.
It feels like it's 11 o'clock at night.
All right,
it feels like it's 9:45.
It is 11 o'clock.
God, I hope it's not because I got to get up early tomorrow morning. I'm gonna drive to Yosemite. I think.
What? You know why you do that?
Yeah.
Strawberry cake.
Because I love the great outdoors, and I'm hoping to find a mountain woman.
It's not funny. I'm looking for a mountain lady.
No, I think I'm going to go to Sequoia tomorrow. It's like an hour.
Like you have them like both do like a puzzle test or something. You know where you show how
bring the giant puzzle.
Each of you start from one end. Woman?
It's in the same vein. It's like remember when we were talking about the Olympics and how great it would be to take like a totally average person and put them in the race. Like they get the 11th
I
spot.
Still love that.
That
idea.
Would be a great, great spectacle. But this is like you put a blindfold on a non-blind person and you have them go through a maze or something.
Well, I don't like that idea so much. I thought you meant let's just really pit a blind woman against a sighted woman.
Mm-hmm. That's what I meant.
Like I'm sure it would start with something as basic as a fight.
What about the blind
sighted woman would kick the shit out of the blind woman?
There's no fight.
And then they go, we need to find something harder than this.
Jeez, this show's fucking too long. All right, let's end it.
Okay. The end.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for my socks, Mikey.
Goodbye. Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for my socks.
I'll get you some socks next time. I did look for I swear to God, I looked for socks for Zach, and I was like, I don't think there's anything in here he would want.
Wait, are those for Anderson or for Atticus?
For Atticus?
No, those are not for you. Those are for Atticus.
These are great socks. I love these socks.
You know what would be cool is...
if this podcast
if you
ended?
Could get like one of those Back to the Future puffy vests that looks like a vagina for Atticus to wear, and it could look like he's being birthed. Okay, I'll delete that out.